Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 218 of the Lake Erie Currents podcast, sponsored by our premier sponsor, Fairly Decent Golf. Shout out to our friend Bobby. Love you, Bobby. Hope you're doing okay. Hang in there. Thinking of you, as always, my friend. And thank you to all of our sponsors and our patrons. Don't forget to check out the Patreon if you're interested in supporting the show. And the Substack would be nice, too, if you're interested in reading some of the things that we've put together. Now, getting after it today. We're pretty excited. We got some national news, and then we got a lot of local news. So for the folks that live in the area, we're going to be catering a little bit more for you, or to you, rather, today regarding some local news. And by the way, if you're interested in the Knob news that we've been doing lately, that's where it's on the B-side exclusively for the Patreon members. So they get the Knob news every week. And we also did some late stage capitalism discussion as well. We can always discuss late stage capitalism here. But Knob news, unfortunately, that is only going to be on the B side. So if you're into Knob news, and I know you are, because who isn't, check out the B side. So Angel's really going to like this because she loves it when the government gives away her money. She's a big fan of it.
I hate it.
$125 million guaranteed income giveaway. This is good. You're really going to love this, you guys. You're really going to enjoy this. Taxpayer-funded guaranteed income programs that have been that hand struggling families up to $36,000 with no strings attached are being rolled out across the country. The schemes, whose total value exceed $125 million, have surged in popularity since the pandemic as progressive leaders embrace cash handouts to support Americans below the poverty line. But the radical projects have been criticized after it emerged that one mother of three in Washington, D.C. spent more than half of a $10,800 lump sum payment on a luxury holiday in Miami, along with a new wardrobe for her children and a glow up for herself. What is a glow up?
I don't know. I'm not a girly girl.
A glow up is essentially a makeover.
A makeover.
Okay. Well, see, there you have it. Chris knew. I did not. I never even heard it. I'd never heard that word before.
Listen, before we get too deep in the woods, I want to explain what most of these things I don't understand. And perhaps you all can help me with this one. Okay. Christopher, we've joked about it, but this is the kind of shit that I hear all the time. Deadass, bussin', no cap on God, for FRFR, mid-slaps, fire, riz, sus, bet, glow up, delulu, slay, and then putting LOL at the at the end of every single statement issued via text. You people are insane. I don't understand what's happening. Riz, I've come to understand, is charisma. It's having charisma to perhaps woo a potential sexual partner. I don't know. What would you call that? Confidence back in the day? Anyway, I don't want to get too excited. I saw glow up and then I got a little excited and then had to dive in on some of this verbiage that none of us understand.
I don't know why people can't just say the word.
Yeah. Now check this out. Kenethia Miller, 27 years old, spent $6,000 on the vacation for herself, her partner, and their three children, purchased 15 new outfits for the children, and spent $180 on a haircut. She was given the money through the first project in the country to offer money as a lump sum rather than monthly payments. Can we get in on this money? Is this over, or are they still handing it out?
I don't know.
I'd like $36,000. That would fix quite a few of my problems this afternoon.
What's the program called?
Let's see here. Guarantee an income giveaway. Guaranteed income giveaway. I'm trying to see if there's an actual pro case. So let me keep going here. Similar programs in cities from Los Angeles to New York offer payments up to $1,000 a month for 3 years with no conditions on how the cash is spent. You should see a picture of this lady in her outfit. She spent how much on this piece of shit? Her pants barely have any fucking threads left. Oh my God.
Hold on. Let me
you got to see this outfit, gang.
Yeah, let me share the screen.
Amazing outfit. It's unbelievable. Oh my God. I forgot. So I was told, yeah, there you go. Look at this. You spent money. Look at the hair. That's an $180 haircut. I'm not so sure.
I don't know.
I'm not so sure.
Maybe.
I don't know. I heard that somebody sent something to me that the mayor that we covered from Illinois that had like her own security detail is getting booted out of office. The people are revolting.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody heard that. I just thought of it when I saw this lady in her ridiculous haircut. We'll check this out. But anyway, let us continue here with this, okay? The eligibility criteria for many of the programs is based on the federal poverty level, a sliding scale based on income. For a single person, the poverty guideline is $15,060 or less, while a family of four, it's $31,200 or less. Advocates and program leaders claim guaranteed income projects are proven to lift people out of poverty by helping them achieve financial stability and goals, including moving out of federally subsidized housing. Recipients have said the cash has transformed their lives and even brought some out of homelessness. Okay, well, that's good that they're not homeless anymore. But critics say the schemes destroy fundamental elements of the social contract and create the wrong incentives for people. There's that phrase again, social contract. Weak. They claim cases like Miller's prove that offering money with no conditions on how it's spent is not a solution to inequality. Ongoing projects will deliver more than $125 million to nearly 10,000 Americans nationwide across more than 30 programs that last up to 3 years, according to data published on the Guaranteed Income Pilot's dashboard. Separate data from Stanford University's Basic Income Lab revealed at least 153 projects have taken place in America, including 68 which are active. But the data does not include schemes, including the one in D.C., which costs around $1.5 million. Most of the guaranteed income schemes are funded with taxpayers' money. Well, where else is the money going to come from, you idiot? The largest and costliest guaranteed income scheme is the Big Leap program in Los Angeles, of course, where else? Which provides 3,200 participants with $1,000 per month for 1 year. The $36 million project was announced in October of 2021 and is open to adult residents of the city who have at least one child or are pregnant and have an income below the federal poverty level. Do you have to give the money back if you have an abortion? Inquiring minds want to know.
What?
You get $1,000 per month if you live in L.A., and have at least one child or are pregnant. So if you unpregnant yourself, do you get to keep the money? Or is it like, I mean, how do you prove it? I'm pregnant. Well, how do you prove it? Like, do you have to give an ultrasound? Like, how does he
probably have to show documents? I would assume.
I guess. Like most other projects across the country, Big Leap is billed as a pilot, which aims to study the impact of guaranteed no strings income and qualifying applicants selected at random. Los Angeles is also the location of the second largest scheme, which pays $1,000 a month. All right, that's $36 million in taxpayer money. The third largest in New York City, of course, who else, once again, provides 600 participants between $500 and $1,000 per month for 3 years. Washington, D.C.'s project is run by Martha's Table, which delivers the handouts through its Strong Families, Strong Futures initiative. The office of D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, I can't help but think of Super Mario when I see Bowser. What a cool last name. I'm sure she's not as cool as her last name, has recently committed a further $1 million to run the scheme for a second year. Miller was one of 132 new or pregnant mothers with low incomes who could choose either 12 monthly payments of $900 or a one-off payment of $10,800. She opted for the lump sum. Following the one-year program, she said, I wanted to blow it. I wanted to have fun. Good for you. Good for you for being fucking honest.
Right?
I mean, good. I like this. The five-day vacation to my jammy included a boat tour, which Miller said was an opportunity to show her children the city's multi-million dollar waterside properties. The family also visited museums, took a swamp wildlife tour, and ate out together during the trip. My kids got to experience something I would never have been able to do if I didn't have that money, she told Washington Post, which spoke to several participants of the program. Miller said she spent $4,000 on bills and a used car, opened a bank account, which she claims to keep at least $50 in. The scheme, like others around the country, also offered financial literacy courses, although these were not compulsory. Miller acknowledged that many communities in her area don't know the financial gain of credit. Saving for your kids, that's why they're broke and why we don't have nothing to pass down or no house to give down. End quote. Other mothers who took part spoke on the importance of financial literacy. Stacey Adams, a mother of four who also received the lump sum, said the courses weren't mandatory, but maybe it should have been. A lot of people haven't seen $10,000 and might have spent it right away, like going to Miami. Even me, I have issues with finances as well. LA County's Breathe program, which provides $1,000 a month for 3 years, has shared promotional material for participants who spoke about positive impacts on their lives. Darian, a single mother of five from Long Beach, California, was tearful when she said, for the next couple of years that I get it, I'm able to save up and hopefully do things with my kids that I've always wanted to do. I don't get a lot of help, she said. She did not give her surname. She said she was separated from her ex-husband, been single for around 3 years. When I got picked, you don't know how happy I was. I was shocked. And then my kids asked, why are you crying? I was like, from this day on, our life is going to change. It's going to be different. I told them God answered our prayers and we're going to get help we need. Well, the taxpayer answered your prayers. I'm not sure about God. Another mother, Jacqueline, from Long Beach, California, said she was living with her 10-year-old daughter in her car when she was accepted to the Breathe scheme. We were living or sleeping in my car. There was not a hope for us, and I was just trying to survive. It's kind of hard not to say no to somebody who's living in their car, okay? The money could be spent worse, I guess, sending it to a country that may not like us, or sending it to a war or whatever. If it gets this lady off the street and out of living in her car, I can't really be mad at that. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, well, I don't know about going to Miami with the money, but I mean, this lady's not living in her car anymore with her daughter. So, okay, all right, fine. That's, like I said, the money could be spent far worse. She said the money was an opportunity, and that she plans to go back to school and then find work in the medical field, along with ensuring her daughter remains in her current school. This program has given me the opportunity to live again, be a mom and kind of get back to normal little by little. Many of the programs have shared the uplifting stories of families whose lives have been changed by the project. Schemes are often specifically targeted at mothers and young families, while others are open to any adult who lives below the poverty threshold. So no, Angel, you, myself, or Christopher are not going to be getting a check anytime soon. As you can see, neither one of us are knocked up, have minor children, and are below that poverty line. So no free money for you. But at least this lady doesn't have to live in a car. Like, you get mad when you see the vacation thing. It's like, motherfucker, I don't even get to go to Miami and go check shit out and fucking go out to eat in Florida. But this lady was living in a car with her daughter. I'm like, all right, you know, if it's anybody, I'm glad it's you. You know, glad it's you that got the money. I mean, they're giving it away. You might as well give it to somebody who actually fucking needs it and doesn't.
It's better than spending the money on fucking drugs.
True. Yeah. You know, you're right. And what do you think a lot of people spent it on? Like going to the dispensary, of course. I mean, I would if I were out there, you know, whatever. What do you think about these schemes, Angel?
I think it's bullshit.
You think it's bullshit?
I mean, okay, so first of all, I don't mind helping people that need help. That's not the problem at all. Like, sometimes people fucking are struggling, dude, and it's really fucking hard, and they need help, and they can't get above, and they just need somebody to come in and be like, here you go.
Mm-hmm. Fucking hard out here for a pimp.
Yeah, dude, it sucks, man. Like, and I get that. And, you know, if people are taking the money and they're using it to better themselves, and, you know, I'm all fine with that. But if you're going, like, and I get the other side of that too, like, these people have probably never taken their children on vacation and have never treated themselves to anything, and they don't because they didn't have the money, and they just wanted to enjoy it. And I get that aspect of it too, but it's not meant for enjoying. It's meant for living. And like, you're, when you do stuff like that, you're taking away from like the potential of these programs and opportunities to continue for people who actually need them. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, there are so many people that struggle from mental health problems that, you know, could benefit from working part time and getting some, supplemental income like this from the government, and like to get their life back on track, things like that. You know what I'm, that's what I'm talking about. And other people who just can't work, that could use the money to do things like, I don't know, maybe fucking pay for the internet. You know what I mean? Like just something simple, like, and it's for them to spend it the way that they spend it is absolutely ridiculous, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. I mean, yeah, if it goes, like I said, if it gets somebody from out from living in their car with their kid, like, who am I to say? Like, whatever. You know how much money this stupid government throws away every day that there's
But
absolutely no return on it whatsoever? It's like, oh, all right. Well, what are you going to do?
like
You
I'm
know?
okay with like people actually getting help. And like I said, I do understand, that woman saying, "Hey, like I couldn't afford to take my kids on vacation and like I wanted to do something with them because there's like things just keep getting more expensive. I'm never going to be able to afford it. And I have this influx of, influx of cash. There's no strings attached. They didn't say I couldn't do it. I probably shouldn't have, but I wanted to fucking treat my family. Cause I get that. Because when I was like little and I would like, we grew up poor, we didn't go on family vacations. Like a lot of people went and did this, like little shits fucking camping. We didn't do stuff like that. Like we didn't fucking go anywhere cool, anywhere fun. There was no money for that. So I get that side of it. Like I get that thought process. Like, oh, okay, I see why the mom's trying to do that. But at the same time, it's like it does just it's taking advantage of somebody really trying to help you.
Fair enough.
So
And the fact that she spent what, $10,000 to do that, like you could go on vacation and not spend that much money.
I
Like
agree.
that's a good point.
you could go on a nice vacation for a couple thousand, not 10 G's, not 10 racks, as the homeless put it.
I agree. It's, I mean, people, when they get money like that, all of a sudden they're like, man, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. And they're just like, and then it's gone, And then they don't have nothing and they're back to fucking on the struggle bus, dude. And that sucks.
Yeah, it's it, that's the problem, is you're going to be back to square one if you, and then the financial literacy class, as much as you want people to attend that, and the they don't make a mandatory, I think even if you made it mandatory, people are just going to fucking sign their name in and just sit in the class or do whatever and not really pay attention. I mean, really, because when you are like, I think that you hit it on the head, when you're on the struggle bus for so long and you get that influx of quick cash like that, your mind starts going in 50 different directions. Like, oh, I could finally do this, I could finally do this, I could finally do this, I could buy that, I could buy this, I could buy that. The first thing I would do is, if I lived in DC and I had $10,800, I'd fucking rent a moving van, pack my shit, and leave
I'm
DC.
just here and say I would get the fuck out of
The
DC.
fuck out of
Get
DC.
the fuck out of there. Move someplace where fucking isn't so riddled with crime.
And you can afford like 10 grand, even if you spent 3 grand on moving and shit like that. If you put $7,000 down on a small house someplace and up in the hills in Pennsylvania, you might not be so bad off. You know what I mean? Get the fuck out. Give your kids an opportunity to go to some decent schools that aren't fucking shitholes. That DC, again, once again, the DC is not very good. So, but yeah, I get both arguments. But again, like I said, I'm very sympathetic to somebody who's been fucking living in a car with their kid, and it's like, all right, okay, good, you're out of there. I'm glad.
What I mean, that's just what happens when you give poor people money with no strings attached. Like people who don't have, when you give them money when they haven't, they're gonna spend it. That's just how it happens. Like poor people that don't know how to manage money, like yeah, of course they're gonna go out and blow it. Like that's just like I said, you do it no strings attached. Like that's what's gonna happen. Like people. And to some people's defense, probably not everybody. This is probably a more extreme example of that. I'm sure there might be some people that might make some smart money moves, but they're probably going to be a smaller percentage.
I think you're right. More the exception, not the rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. Whatever. It's you, I used to get so mad about this shit in my more like conservative days when I was much younger. We're like, but what are you going to do about any of this shit? Nothing.
Nothing. There's nothing you
Absolutely
can do.
nothing you're going to be able to do about this.
I mean, it's like, you know, people, so pro, like the program was set up with the mindset of we want to help people, right? Like
always.
And you're like, yeah, that's a great idea. And like, you know, you like to think that the people that you're trying to help will be like, I got to fucking do right. Like this money's coming in. I can do some different things now. Like maybe I can go to school, whatever, if they weren't going to school, or maybe I can do this. Maybe I can do that. I can save this money and I can work, you know, whatever. Right. Like I'm supplementing like my, you know, everyday life income because I have to fork at fucking McDonald's, whatever it is. Right. Like, but they don't. And so with every program or just like with every fucking new invention of technology or medicine or whatever, yeah, people are going to use the program for one way, but then they're also going to use it to benefit them however they want to, you know, benefit it. And unfortunately, this is what happens. Like you can't control that. People are going to take advantage no matter what, if they can, like if they're that type of person.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Well, hey, we wish them well. We wish them well.
Hey man, I'm glad you had a nice time.
Yeah, me too. Me too. All right. So real quick, and I forgot about this, and I think it was my brother-in-law that sent me this. A couple of weeks ago, I wasn't aware that this was happening. And Patrick, I'm sorry I forgot about this. But a couple of months ago, we talked about the super mayor, Tiffany Henyard from Dalton, Illinois, because you got to pronounce the S at the end of Illinois. Illinois. Shout out to our listeners in Illinois, by the way. We love you.
Do we have people who listen
we
to us?
We do have folks in Illinois. We do have people in Indiana Stan, our neighbors. Wonderful people. We love Indiana. It's a great place. But this Tiffany Henyard is in big trouble right now. Okay. So you remember from the story that she like basically was using taxpayer money to finance this lavish lifestyle, security detail, her fleet of cars. All
yeah.
Shit,
like just... she's rolling around with fucking Suge Knight or something. Yeah.
Some people will laugh at that reference. The rest will need to look it up. That's really Suge Knight. Suge Knight, man. Oh man. That's good. Death row. The FBI is probing self-described super mayor Tiffany Henyard over mounting accusations of misconduct and misuse of office as the Illinois Attorney General shut down her charity Tuesday, the Post learned. The eccentric mayor, that's a very polite way to put it, whose face is plastered across the billboard.
Eccentric.
Eccentric. The bitch mayor.
The extortionist. Yeah. Greedy, corrupt bitch mayor.
Right. Whose face is plastered across billboards in tiny Dalton, Illinois, is accused of spending taxpayer money on lavish and unnecessary trips and forking over $1 million on a police detail, then using them to retaliate against her perceived enemies. This bitch is straight out of fucking, out of Stalinist Soviet Union.
Right?
Wow.
That's amazing.
She's got her own brown shirts.
That's right. She has her own brown shirts. Lawrence Gardner, 57, said he visited an FBI office after Henyard shuttered his trucking business because he refused to renew a $3,500 political contribution. Oh yeah, motherfucker. Wait. Yeah. See. Oh yeah. The FBI it's... came out. No, go ahead.
Say it's like some fucking like 1920s Chicago mob shit. Jesus
For real.
Christ. Like, oh yeah, yeah, you don't want to pay, you know, your business doesn't want to pay protection money.
That's right.
Yeah. Tiffany Henyard's going to show you how business is done here.
Yeah. You're going to learn your lesson. Yeah. The FBI came out and went to talk to me, and I gave them all the paperwork that I had. He told the Post. They took photocopies. Their division is public corruption. The business owner said he made an initial donation to Henyard, but she demanded more. I made the payment, he said. Then every year she started coming and required the same thing. And we had a problem about that. When he refused to give her campaign more money, officials claimed he was illegally selling alcohol out of his business and pulled his license, according to Gardner, who said the allegations against him were false. The FBI told Gardner they received scores of complaints against Henyard, but they were just starting an investigation. She said, "We're going to get her," he said, referring to the FBI agent. "It just takes time. We have to make sure we have all of our I's dotted and T's crossed." The FBI investigation, first reported by Fox 32, is also using electronic surveillance, the station reported. Why don't you fucking tell her everything you're trying to do? Good Lord.
Right.
Hey, we're monitoring your stuff, Tiffany. And okay. Sherry Britton, a vocal Dalton resident, said the FBI paid her a visit last week, but she is remaining tight-lipped on their advice. Smart woman. "I want to see her stopped," Britton told the Post Wednesday. "This has to come to an end. This has to stop. It's ridiculous." A spokesperson for Mayor Henyard told the Post that they are unaware of any investigation, saying Mayor Tiffany Henyard and the village of Dalton have not received any subpoenas and have not been contacted by the FBI or any law enforcement agency. Meanwhile, Henyard's charity, Tiffany Henyard Cares, was ordered to stop seeking contributions. The charity did not register with the Attorney General's office or detail how much money they had raised, according to the station. Investigation by Fox 32 uncovered Henyard's using a $10,000 Thornton Township donation for the charity. They also reported on her using taxpayer money and public employees to support the troubled charity. Dalton, a small village of about 20,000 residents, is now swimming in around $5 million of debt. Locals welcome the FBI investigation. Look forward to what the feds will uncover. "I want to be there so I can see her handcuffed," Gardner said. "I want to be there." The FBI declined to comment, citing Department of Justice policy that prevents it from discussing any active investigation. An email seeking comment from Henyard's staff was not immediately returned to the Post. So it's going to be a minute. So Tiff is still going to have a good time. She's still going to have a good time, but time is the sand in the hourglass is starting to flow. So we wish her well. We do wish her well. So that was I forgot to talk about that, and that's on me. I forgot about that, but yeah.
Well, my favorite part is the law that she tried. I don't know if she passed it or tried to get passed that if anybody else won the election for mayor, that they'd have to take a reduction in pay
immediately.
Yeah, immediately. Like if that doesn't spell out corruption, I don't know what does.
The idea that the fact that she won, and you know what I mean? And I don't know what the people at Dalton were thinking. You know, Illinois, it's a different place, I guess. I don't know.
But I guess.
Oh, man. Now we're going to be shifting to a little bit of local news, if everybody's ready for that.
Sure.
It's a bit troubling, and this has made its way around the local news. Now, I don't have cats, okay? Christopher does have cats. However, I am a person who likes animals. I'm a big fan of people's pets, pet fish, dogs, cats, whatever. I find it morally deplorable and reprehensible when somebody harms animals like this. And this motherfucker was really doing a number in an Akron trailer park, of all places. Investigators arrested a trailer park manager accused of trying to poison cats after bowls of suspected antifreeze were discovered around the park in Akron. Sheriff's office arrested 47-year-old James Genovese, no relation to the you-know-who Genoveses, of New Franklin. He is charged with attempted animal cruelty of a companion animal, attempted animal cruelty of a non-companion animal, and poisoning animals. Summit County Sheriff's Office and Humane agents started investigating, after more than 50 bowls of green liquid believed to be antifreeze were found throughout Sandy Beach Trailer Park. They were all around the perimeter. They were from the back to the front, all over that property, said Cameron Kennedy from Animal Rescue, the Humane Bean. At the time, Kennedy told Fox 8 News that the organization had been working to foster and spay and neuter cats that had been roaming around the trailer park. Humane agents started placing notices on residents' doors in the community, warning them to keep pets safe. Residents at the trailer park also expressed their concerns about the discovery, with one of them calling the alleged poisoning plot cruel. Humane agents conducted a thorough search of the property on Thursday. Investigators say they didn't find any dead or sick animals during the search. James Genovese, who manages the park, was arrested during the investigation. On Saturday, attorney Blaze R. Meeker, representing property owners Zana Genovese, released a statement last night within hours of the charges being filed in relation to the incident. James Genovese voluntarily turned himself into Summit County Sheriff's Office. This morning, he appeared in court with counsel and entered a not guilty plea, and a bond was set. As this is an active criminal case, it would be inappropriate for me to provide additional information other than Mr. Genovese has posted bond, and pretrial in this matter has been scheduled in April. I will note that Zaina Genovese was not charged in relation to this incident. This case remains an investigation. Anyone with information is asked to call you know who at you know where. So that's really fucking awful. And if it's true, I think they should feed him antifreeze. That's what I think.
Yep, they should put him in a chair and put a funnel in his mouth and just dump antifreeze down his throat.
How
just
horrible.
Ask him how he likes it.
How horrible. I mean, what was, like, I'm trying to think of, first of all, there is no justification. I just want to be clear.
No, especially if they were, I'd imagine if it was a trailer park, they're probably somebody's pets.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Or more than likely. I mean, it could be a stray cat. And like, I do understand that there are extreme scenarios, say like where a group of cats become feral out in the woods because they've had generations upon generations born in the wild. That becomes an issue, but this is definitely not that case. This is just some dude being a spiteful prick.
Yeah.
Like if you were really concerned about the animal rather than trying to poison it, like, I don't know, why don't you take it to, like, a humane shelter or some shit like
that? I agree.
You know, if it's a stray cat and not somebody's pet.
It could be, too, and, like, I don't know all of the details, and I certainly do not advocate for this whatsoever. I think it's fucking disgusting. But I wonder if he just got sick of, like, everybody feeding the stray cats, and so, like, maybe they were, you know, spraying and it was stinky in some areas. I don't know, but it sounds like he's being just an asshole because there's no details. And like, he should have called the fucking Humane Society or whomever, you know, the animal control, and say, hey, there's a bunch of stray cats around here, blah blah blah. They would have come out and they would have, you know, rounded them up, did the best that they could, you know, to catch most of them. I agree with Chris. This is probably really, really mean-spirited. And there aren't ever going to be any good reasons why somebody would do something like this. But if there were some sort of backstory, like, hey, you know, these cats are doing X, Y, and Z, and that's why I did it. I mean, not that it becomes any less wrong, but you're like, oh, well, at least he wasn't just trying to kill cats, right? Like, he might have had a reason. But, I mean, really, there is no reason. It's fucking shitty.
No, I agree.
I hope he gets to have to drink fucking antifreeze, the piece of shit.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. That's what we were saying. So, we'll see what happens there. And we'll be following it and seeing if there's any kind of development with that. Again, you hate to think the worst of people, but, you know, if this is your method of deterrent is just poisoning animals and killing them, well, we neighbor, we have a problem. That's no es frio. Not cool, man. Not cool at all. Now, going back into the city of Akron, this is going to be good. Akron police say have arrested a 16-year-old boy in connection with the investigation into the shooting death of a 47-year-old man. Police said the shooting happened just before 11:30 p.m. on Friday. Police said a handgun and other evidence were recovered at a home when a teen was arrested Saturday. The teen was later transported to Summit County Juvenile Detention Facility, where he is being held on felonious assault charge. Additional charges are pending in investigation. Plans to sign murder-related charges in connection to the incident. Officers administered emergency first aid until EMS arrived to transport the victim to Summa Health Akron City Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead, said Captain Michael Miller. Miller said the exact circumstances surrounding the shooting aren't known at this time, and the detectives are working on getting additional information. Preliminary findings suggest the victim was shot while in the 1300 block of South Arlington Street and dropped off at East Wilbeth Road location after being shot. The victim's name is being withheld pending notifications. Again, there are certain areas of Akron that are just known for being a problem. And one of them is South Arlington Avenue. Always has been since I was a kid. It's always been a fucking problem. Anything south of Exchange Street has always been a problem. The fact that this continues to happen is pretty wild. And by the way, I don't know if you guys remember us talking about, again, memory lane all over the place today. There was a young man from Firestone High School was playing basketball at Gibran School on East Market Street, close to downtown, where he was beaten to death, literally beaten to death at the basketball court. And the teenagers that did that, I think, were released. I don't think they're going to spend any time in jail. So whatever. Again, it's a very dangerous place. It's a very dangerous place. And speaking of more danger coming from the city of hate, you're all going to love this. Well, it's not from us.
City of hate.
It is the city of hate, but this is a little further north. Investigation is underway after a body was found on the beach at Rocky River Park. Rocky River police say they received a call on Saturday, February 24th, just before noon, from a caller who reported that she believed it was a human body washed up on the beach at 2250 Beach Cliff Boulevard. Upon arriving at the scene, police found a body and temporarily closed the park to investigate. Cuyahoga County Medical's examiner responded to the scene is working to identify the body. According to the police, Rocky River Park reopened at 2 p.m. All is well there. You can go hang out in the cold river water with no dead bodies. There is some shit going on around here lately, and we're not too sure. And by the way, there was a video not too long ago. A broken clock is right twice a day. So the Akron police actually saved somebody's life, and we got to see the video of it. Where a man was trying to jump off the Route 8 bridge, which for those of you that don't know, is a long fall. It is a guaranteed death sentence.
Yeah, terrible.
They actually held him on the rails as he was trying to jump off the bridge and save this individual's life. And again, I got to commend people for, you know, the dude was yelling at him, like, let me go. He wanted off this rock. And I hope the guy gets the mental health care that he needs, because clearly he does need it. Now, Angel, why do you think Akron is such a dangerous place?
I mean, there's several reasons why, but so like downtown Akron has a lot of services to offer people who are in need. Mm-hmm. So you have the homeless shelter, you have churches that feed every day. You also have areas where you can take a shower, wash your clothes for free. Also, there are, you know, some like lower income housing, or there were some lower income housing down in that area. And I think all of those elements together, there's a lot of drug use, a lot of drug abuse, the library, all of that stuff is in one, you know, within probably, I would say, 6 to 7 city blocks, right? Very, very, very close. Like, you know, and so not just people who are just quote in need and like are just regular people. There are people who are drug addicts. There are people who are, you know, predators who are looking to take advantage of situations and things, and they go to these areas and they, you know, benefit from whatever free, you know, shit that's been given away. They prey upon the people who are there. You know, that's why it's dangerous, because of how it's just so closely set up and everything is just like, you know, it's just the right mix for fucking bad shit.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of that. Yeah, and I think that you hit on that. A lot of services for people in need. But yeah, there is a lot of mental health issues going on. And when you couple it with drug abuse, I think that you're definitely asking for trouble. But I think that I think you're spot on with that. It's been dangerous for ages. Like those of you that have been listening for a long time, remember I used to work on a loading dock in the city of Akron, and I would look over to the train tracks for the line of Norfolk Southern that runs through downtown Akron, by the way. Same line that the train that derailed in East Palestine. That's the same route. So imagine that falling, dumping all that shit into the city of Akron that has a population close to 200,000 people. It's a big difference. Big difference. Still awful, but yeah, I've watched people shoot heroin under the bridge. I've seen homeless encampments get run out of town and then pop right back up. They're like dandelions, man. You think you take out one and another one springs back up. There's just a lot of bad shit that happens there. And I do feel for a lot of the people that, you know, they're not all terrible. I'm sure they're not all terrible people, but when shit happens and it happens hard. So yeah. So what else is there to talk about? Oh, big Supreme Court news. They're going to hear the bump stock thing. The Donald Trump, I love guns, but take the guns first. Due process later.
Yeah,
that guy. The banning of bump stocks, which I think goes back to what was it? The bump stock guy, they did the ban because of the Vegas mass murderer, I think. I think, yeah, that's what it was.
That. Yeah.
Apparently they're going to hear this.
Was it bump stocks? Is that what he used? I don't remember.
He had a shitload of weapons.
I don't think he used bump stocks.
Regardless of whether he did or didn't, it was a convenient excuse for the government to find a reason to ban him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm looking it up right now, and yes, he did use bump stock equipped firearms.
I think
killed 58 people.
I think that like he had the bump stock, but he didn't use it.
Yeah, but I have to agree with Christopher. Even if he didn't use it, doesn't matter. This is what they. I mean, any reason they're going to use to ban something. National Firearms Act was enacted in 1934 to regulate machine guns in response to Prohibition era gangster violence. Remember, Prohibition era gangster violence was established by the United States government for banning alcohol. So just remember, this is all self-inflicted wounds. Liberal Justice Elena Kagan appeared incredulous that a weapon that could fire a torrent of bullets could not be defined as a machine gun. Well, Elena, I don't have no surprise whatsoever. You don't know anything about guns. This is in the heartland of what they were concerned about, she said, referring to Congress. The two courts, other two liberal justices, Sonia Sotomayor and Ketanji. Every time I see her name, I think of Katana. Ketanji Brown Jackson appeared to share Kagan's views. Barrett told Brian Fletcher, the Biden administration lawyer defending the ban, that she was entirely sympathetic to your argument, but other points, she and other conservatives seem more receptive to arguments made by a lawyer for a Texas-based gun owner and license dealer, Michael Cargill, who owned two bump stocks before the ban went into effect and later surrendered them to the government. Barrett said that if Congress meant to include accessories of bump stocks that had not been invented at the time initial regulation, it could have been written more clearly. Neil Gorsuch, who said he could understand why these items should be made illegal, questioned on whether the statute could be interpreted to include bump stocks. He expressed sympathy for gun owners who had previously been told by ATF that bump stocks were lawful before it changed course after Las Vegas shooting. Justice Brett Kavanaugh, another conservative, made similar remarks. It's not dispositive, but there's a reason for pause. Chief Justice John Roberts, like Kavanaugh, is a potential key vote. The court is divided. Said little to indicate which way he was leaning. So that's coming up again, I guess. What else we have here? We got some dinosaur news here.
Yeah.
We've got dinosaur news, ladies and gentlemen. This is very exciting. What do we have here? T-Rex. T-Rex could be 70% bigger than previously thought.
Yes.
How exciting is that?
It's not a chicken.
Have you seen those memes, Christopher? with the T-Rex coming from heaven, looking at the chicken and remember who you are. I refuse to believe that the chicken is a direct descendant of the T-Rex. I can't see it. Like, I'm not so sure. Does T-Rex have DNA similarities with all birds? Probably. But that includes the chicken, a flightless one. Tyrannosaurus Rex was our fantasy monster coming to life. It had all the features legendary creatures were feared. Monumental size, dagger-like teeth, to the bipedal stance. Its restored skeleton, not to mention flesh on reconstructions, underwent revisions over time. It all started with a fully upright reptile supported by its tail. As we learned more, T-Rex became less lizard-like and more bird-like, with a lower bipedal stance and the tail as balance. A bigger discovery is soon unearthed, literally when larger specimens are found. In the 1990s marked discovery of Sioux. I've seen Sioux skull at the Chicago Field Museum back in the day, 24 years ago, actually. One of the most extensive and well-preserved remains, and one of the biggest, 40 feet long, with a height of 13 feet at the hips. And soon, larger specimens were discovered, which made us think, are there bigger monsters out there waiting to be discovered? New study says yes. Everyone thought that Sue was the biggest. Scientists described her remains as robust and massive. The skeleton itself gave clues on her health when she was alive, but soon another T-Rex shall dethrone her in being the largest. Back in 1991, Robert Gebhardt, a high school principal from East End, Saskatchewan, accompanied a group of paleontologists from the Royal Saskatchewan Museum in the Frenchman River Valley. He was only there to learn to identify fossils, but uncovered a tooth and tail vertebra that the museum verified as part of T-Rex remains. In 1994, official excavation began. It took 20 years of digging, removing, and assembling due to its size and how it was packed in iron-laden sandstone. Comparison was made between the largest T-Rex at that time, which was Sue. It became clear that this new discovery was even bigger. This new beast was named Scotty after the bottle of scotch shared during the discovery of the T-Rex remains. Further studies were made to estimate its size, and a 5% margin separated Scotty from Sue at 42 feet long. Scotty was a bit bigger. The discovery of Scotty also presented new ideas like the size and age the T-Rex could have grown to. In fact, despite being the largest, Scotty is quite young when it died. Initially, it was estimated based on the growth patterns of the bones that Scotty died at the age of 30. It was later revisited to between 23 and 27 years old, making him one of the youngest. With that said, since T-Rex could grow that big despite being young, it got people thinking of older specimens laying undiscovered. And if that said specimen can be even bigger. The fact that young T-Rexes were already big and only 32 adults were found, it's possible that larger beasts were still waiting to be unearthed. Hence, two people authored a study suggesting shocking findings that the T-Rex could even reach a more terrifying size of 70% more than the largest specimen known. The study was made by Jordan Mallon, the research scientist and head of paleobiology at the Canadian Museum of Nature, and David Hone, the senior lecturer and deputy director of education at Queen Mary University of London. Again, there were only 32 adult T-Rexes found so far. By examining fossil records, scientists estimate that 2.5 billion T-Rexes once terrorized prehistoric Earth. That is a lot of T-Rex. Close to that total population of humans in the modern world. With only 32 individuals to work with, scientists have had very few data to demonstrate this. It's like estimating the height of the tallest human with only a classroom full of people to study, considering that there are billions of people on the planet. And these people have varying ages, which could range from kids to adults. Hence, we might arrive at the wrong conclusions, considering that the tallest human may not be present, while the smallest human could be overrepresented. The same odds might be possible in the case of the T-Rex. Other factors that could be considered are the average lifespan of an individual T-Rex, not to mention variation of body sizes based on sexual dimorphism. As Mallon explained, two models were made, one with no differences in size between sexes and the other one with strong sexual dimorphism. He further explained that if T-Rex was dimorphic, we estimate that it would have weighed around 53,000 pounds. But we rejected that model because if it were true, we would have found even larger individuals by now. But using such data, we were able to monitor, to model the T-Rex growth curve and estimate the maximum size it could have grown. And if proven true, this creature could reach a size 70% larger than Scotty. That is insane. I mean, that is crazy. I love dinosaur news. We're a big fan of dinosaur news here. Again, 70% bigger than the largest T-Rex ever found. And then they also say, did the fossil record prove that T-Rexes had feathers?
I can't remember. I think so.
I'm pretty sure that they said they had feathers. I mean, it makes sense because they found other fossils of dinosaurs with feathers that they originally thought they didn't have feathers. So yes, there is a constant change. And I do remember all, I don't know if Christopher remembers this because he's just a slightly younger than I am. I remember checking out books in the library as a kid where it had the old school drawings of dinosaurs, the concept drawings, and it did have the T-Rex resting on its tail. Like I do remember seeing that as a kid. That is not a
They said that
Mandela
as
effect.
fe so feathered tyrannosaur with short, thin feather-like fibers on the body, called the DeLonge paradoxus, DeLonge
Okay.
paradoxus, relative of the T-Rex sporting feathers, might seem surprising, but scientists actually expected to find the feather tyrannosaur one day. They're saying that baby tyrannosaurs might have had a light feather, but the adult ones didn't need that.
Okay.
So maybe they shed it as time goes on. I don't
Could be. I don't know. I always find that stuff fascinating because they're always learning
know.
new stuff when it comes to dinosaurs, and I just find it I find it very
I don't
interesting.
think they found any feathers with T-Rex.
I don't, I maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm mixing that up with a different dinosaur. I don't know.
They say a feathered T-Rex probably so at least when the animals were young. Paleontologists think feathers may have first evolved to keep dinosaurs warm, but while the young T-Rex probably had a thin coat of downy feathers, an adult T-Rex would not have needed the feathers to stay warm. Large warm-blooded animals like T-Rex or modern elephants generate a great deal of body heat so that they usually don't need hair or feathers to keep warm. This is probably why elephants, which are mammals, don't have much hair.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And that's from the American Museum of Natural History. I wasn't just quoting shit from some random website.
I don't think yeah. Just quoting shit in some random website. Don't talk shit all your life.
I found it at the library.
You found it at the yeah, where'd you read that? The library.
The
Li
library.
library. Oh, hey, before we sign off, as if they didn't deserve anything more, California, did you hear about the blizzards that went out there? Did you guys hear about this? They clocked winds at 190 miles an hour.
Is that normal or
Ooh.
abnormal?
No, not normal at all. Yeah, most powerful blizzard came through. Wind gusts of 190 miles an hour, proving once again that God hates California. Y'all don't take any fucking messages. You don't get the hint. Now we got blizzard winds 190 miles an hour. You have the San Andreas Fault. You have, I mean, really, it's just like neighbor, give it up.
Rampant forest fires.
Forest, exactly. Exactly.
Like, God is clear in his messaging. He hates you, California.
Fucking hates you.
Yeah, he
Hates
fucking
you.
hates you.
Oh man. Gavin Newsom also hates you. And he's your governor and he fucking
Right.
despises every single one of you. Oh man, 190 miles an hour, man. That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. 18 inches of snow. 18 inches of snow. And by the way, here in our beloved motherland, we're experiencing full spring right now. It's very full springish out there today. What is the current temperature? And this is beginning of March, by the way. Which is not normally this warm. It's 59 degrees outside. It's 59 degrees, which
It's
has been.
supposed to get up to almost 70 tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. And my birthday's at the end of this month, and it usually snows on my birthday at the end of
It
the
keeps
month.
this up, and I may have to get the AC out.
I don't want to make you laugh, Christopher, but remember a couple weeks ago where we had a 70 degree day? Do you remember that?
The AC was on at your house.
I turned on the motherfucking AC at my house. I absolutely did. And I harbor no shame whatsoever. I did.
I don't
I don't
blame
fuck
you.
around. Well, you know,
I don't have
us.
central air here,
Yeah,
so I
same.
have to actually put the AC unit in the window because I
Oh, I see.
can't.
You don't have central air. Okay, got it.
We don't have central air, so I have to put the AC unit in the window. So it's not like
It's
a,
an effort. It's
yeah,
an effort.
it's an effort. So when it goes in the window, it stays in the window
Stays in the
until,
window.
yeah.
Got it. No, here it's just the flick of a button. All I have to do is just slide it on over to AC with the little snow icon, and I am on my way. And it's coming. But like I said, end of the month, like clockwork, it'll fucking snow.
Yeah, I was gonna say we shouldn't get our hopes up too much because it's supposed to be warm this week. We could get another flash freeze.
Yeah, we could get a blizzard, and it has happened.
Oh,
shit,
yeah.
It snows in fucking April.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're not out of the woods yet. But next week, that ridiculous spring forward shit with the clocks is happening. That's next week. So
I hate it.
Losing that hour of sleep that we gained.
I do enjoy that it stays lighter longer, though.
That I agree with.
When it gets dark early, like, I get seasonal depression real bad. I lose all motivation.
I hear you. You drive to work in the dark and then you come home in the dark, at least for me. Like, I'm driving home, like in December, it's dark when I get to work and then it's dark when I get home. Like, I don't get, and where I, my office neighbor, I have no window. So I don't even get to see the sun when I'm at work. Yeah, it's rough.
I have a tiny window.
I find ways around it.
It's this big.
There's no windows in the office where I work, but I go outside at my lunch break. So,
well, that's a smart move. I need to start doing that. But that's it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have anything else to discuss. I'm going to turn it over to my friends and see what they have to say, starting with Christopher. Anything before we depart?
Check us out on BitChute.
All right.
That is our chosen platform for video because we have yet to get reported or banned from there.
That's right. That's true. That's true. And if they're not banning Nazis on BitChute, we're not going to get banned either. Angel, do you have anything before we depart?
I do not know.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I did talk to Todd, and he did make soap this weekend.
All right.
So Ray might be working. Ray volunteered to help out with Todd's soap problem and getting it on Etsy. So for those of you that have been looking, there might be a light at the end of the gay tunnel. So, and it's not a dick. It's going to be some soap. So God willing, we'll see what happens. But I'd like to thank our premier sponsor, Fairly Decent Golf. All of our sponsors, thank you very much. And of course, our patrons, can't do it without your support. Thank you very much for supporting the show. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get right back into the soap. You know what time of year? We are now in March. The Ides of March are approaching. And this year, Easter is coming early. All right. And if you want to impress anybody for Easter dinner, you get the ham out, maybe a little Easter egg hunt with that new girlfriend that you have, and you got the nieces and nephews running around out there, and you're trying to show that you've got some skills to find in the eggs, and maybe she'll find her way into your pants. Well, when she gets into your pants and she sees what a sloppy mess you are and you smell like shit, you're never going to get invited back to Easter dinner ever again. Ever again, ladies and gentlemen, unless you wash with the good soap. A for champion, listen to your soap. Todd's Gay Soap from Akron Apothecary, which you just heard me say, soap has been made. There might be light at the end of the gay tunnel. We encourage you to check it out. Todd's Gay Soap, please. Check out Todd's. Hopefully there's a good variety of smells and flavors, but listen to your soap and listen to your skin. Make sure you take care of the largest organ you have, which is your skin. Don't use detergent. Use Todd's Gay Soap. This is natural, cold-pressed soap made from gay hands to your supple ass, to your fat folds, your butt cheeks, all your pimple-ridden back, anything and everything, underarms, under boob. Ladies, don't let that collect in there. You got to wash under those titties. We love them, but we want them to be clean, just like you want a man's ball bag to be clean, right? You want all of that to be nice. Todd's Gay Soap can make that happen. Make it happen for Easter, for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for Hanukkah, whatever the fuck it is you do. Be clean. Stay focused. And stay fresh, because Todd's Gay Soap is
soap for that ass. And if you want to give that dirty chili ring that zesty gay soap sing, get yourself some Todd's Gay Soap. And remember, folks, there's a luminous pecker at the end of that gay tunnel.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.